Welcome to the Devil's Violin podcast, featuring stories and music recorded remotely in lockdown. The stories we've chosen seem to speak in some way to the current crisis. The podcast is free, but if you wish to make a donation so we can create more, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of this and many other tales. Our thanks to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. Today's story is called The Magic Well. Once upon a time there was a girl. She wasn't beautiful, she wasn't clever, but she was good. She lived with her father, her mother was dead. They lived beside a forest. One day he looked at her and he thought, soon she will be a young woman. What do I know of young women? Nothing. For her sake, I should marry again. So he went to the towns nearby and he met a widow. Now the widow was beautiful. She had a lovely daughter. Perfect, thought the father. Company for me and for my child. So the father married this woman. And suddenly the girl found she had a beautiful new mother and a lovely new sister. She didn't mind that they were prettier than her. She was so excited to have a new family. When she was alone with the two of them, she said, "Do you want to come and see the hens and the cockerel in the yard?" said the girl's new mother. "We're from the town. We're not interested in animals. They're ugly and they smell. You look after the animals. We will look after ourselves. Is that clear?" And the girl soon learned that though they were lovely on the outside, they weren't lovely on the inside. Whenever the father's back was turned, they treated her like a slave. She had to do everything. Whenever the father was nearby, they were telling lies about her. And because he was good, he believed the lies he heard from his wife. One day the father kissed his daughter. He said, "I'm off to market now. I'll be back tomorrow." As soon as he was out of sight, the girl's mother, "Now, I want you to go into the forest and bring me some water from the well there." forest, said the girl. But my father said I should never go in the forest. My father said strange things happen in that forest. So the girl's mother, big girl like you, afraid of a few trees. I've heard the water in the well will make a girl blossom into beauty. I've heard the prince is looking for a wife. If my daughter were to drink of that water, I'm sure he would marry her. So here's a bag full of food. Off you go. Don't come back until you have what I want. She pushed the girl out the front door. The girl said, can I have a bottle? Can I have a bucket? Doom! The door was shut in her face. She looked in the bag. A few dry, stale crusts and a lump of hard cheese. It was getting dark now. She decided she'd better set off while she could still see the path. As she made her way through the woods, the branches of the trees grabbed at her, snagged at her dress. Things scuttled across the path in front of her and behind her. Then she saw a shape. It was an old man who lifted his head and smiled a smile so wide the two ends nearly met at the back. Where are you going? I'm looking for a magic well. What do you have in your bag? Crusts and hard cheese. It isn't much, but if you're hungry, you're welcome to share the food with me. So they ate together in silence. Then the old man, take this. He gave her a bottle with a cork. Walk further through the forest until you reach a hedge. To get past it, you must say these words. Hedge, hedge, give me a hole. On the other side, you'll see the well. Look in the water. Don't be afraid. Don't be frightened of what you see there. The girl bowed her head and said, thank you. She walked on. Now the only light came from the stars and the moon. She reached a hedge too high to climb over, too wide to walk around. She spoke the words she'd been told to say. Hedge, hedge, give me a hole. As soon as she did so, the brambles moved apart. They made a gap for her to pass through. On the other side, she saw the well. She looked into the water. She saw the reflection of the moon shivering on the surface and around it, bobbing and rolling. She saw three human heads, the heads of three old men. Their eyes shut, their mouths open. Long white hair, long white beards. Their skin the colour of the belly of a dead fish. The heads opened their eyes and smiled at her. She tried to smile back. Then their heads sang.
Washa Saint Thomas, set us down softly. Thank you.
carefully. She lifted the three human heads out of the water. And then she laid them on a bank of soft grass. She ran her fingers through their hair. She ran her fingers through their beards. She pulled out all the leaves and twigs and little wriggling things. When she'd finished, their heads turned to one another. What shall we do for her? Make her smell as sweet as summer. She reached into the water of the well, took out a handful. She drank. She dipped her bottle into the water. She put the cork back into the bottle and the bottle into the bag. She said to their heads, "Thank you for your kindness." And then she walked on, back through the gap in the hedge. As soon as she had passed through, the brambles behind her moved together. The gap disappeared. As she walked home, the sun rose. As she walked home, when she passed by, she was so sweet with the smell of summer that the flowers opened their petals and smiled at the sky. As she passed by, the trees burst into pink blossom, and the birds sang full-throated. Then she heard the sound of a horse. It was the prince. He'd smelled a smell as sweet as summer. He searched for the source of the smell and found himself before a young woman. The moment he saw her and she saw him, they fell in love. He asked her if she would marry him. She said she would. She was good. She invited her father, of course, to the wedding, but she also invited her new mother and her new sister. The father in the church cried tears of joy. The new mother and new sister ground their teeth with fury. "Mother, that girl wasn't so stupid. Give me some food. I'm going into the forest. I want to be a princess too." Off she went. The shadows stretched and met in the middle of the path. The trees caught at her clothes. The branches snagged at her dress. Creatures scuttled across the path in front of her and behind her. She squished them with her foot whenever she could. Then she saw a shape, an old man sitting on a rock. An old man who lifted his head and smiled a smile so wide that two ends nearly met at the back. "Where are you going?" "None of your business." "What do you have in the bag?" "Why, what's it for you?" Scowling, the old man turned away, laughing. The sister walked on. Now, the only light came from the stars. The only light came from the moon. She reached a hedge, too high to climb over, too wide to walk around. She didn't know the words. No one had given her the words. "I want to be a princess." She tried to fight her way through the hedge. The trouble was, the hedge fought back. It ripped her dress. It scratched her arms and legs. It scratched her face, tore out her hair. When she burst out the other side of the hedge, blood was dripping from her nose and chin. She saw the well. She saw the reflection of the moon shivering on its surface. Ah! There, floating in the water, were three human heads. The heads of three old men.
"Wash us and comb us, set us down softly.
Bok, bok, bok." She hit them all with a rock. Their heads turned to one another. "What shall we do for her?" "Make her smell strong with sweat." The water in that well now was muddy and brackish. She reached in, she scooped out a handful. It was foul smelling. She wanted to be a princess, so she drank. As soon as she did so, a cloud of flies gathered round her face. She wailed and flailed her arms. She couldn't get rid of them, no matter how hard she tried. Again, she fought her way through the hedge. Again, it scratched her, ripped her dress, tore at her face and her hair. As she walked home, she was so strong with the smell of sweat that when she passed by, all the flowers curled up and died. The trees shed their blossoms. The birds flew away in flocks. She came to a village, people threw rocks at her, but the rocks couldn't stand the smell either, so they dodged. She got home to her house, she knocked on the door, her mother opened. Oh, what is that stench? Whoever you are, go away.
Mother, it's me, your daughter. I've come home.
You're not my daughter, my daughter is beautiful. Go away before I set the dogs on you. Boom! The door was slammed shut. The
sister stumbled into the forest, her shoulders shaking, her face in her hands, tears trickling down between her fingers. Then she heard the sound of a carriage. In the carriage was the prince and the girl. When she saw her sister crying, she clapped her hands, she stopped the carriage. She ran across, she reached into her bag and gave her sister the bottle of water that she had taken from the well. The sister drank and all the wounds on her body disappeared. The sister looked at the girl who'd been so kind after she had been so cruel. Some months that followed, she changed. She grew. She became lovely on the inside as well as on the outside.
We hope you enjoyed our story. The Devil's Violin are Daniel Morden, storyteller, Sarah Moody on cello, and Oliver Wilson Dixon on violin. Oliver also mixed and produced the show. To hear more stories and music, please subscribe. And don't forget, you can donate at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. When touring is permitted, we will be out and about again with our new show, The Beast in Me. Thank you for listening.